you for holding. Is this Greg?
Uh-huh. This is he.
Hi, Greg. My name's John. I'm one of the directors here at Local Splash. How are you doing today?
I'm good, buddy. How are you doing?
I am blessed. I am so blessed. Thank you for asking. I appreciate it.
Same here. It's been a good day.
That's
I'm
right.
Very grateful.
That's what I love to hear. Every day above dirt is good.
Aha. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I understand that you were speaking with Tara. She wanted me to go over some pricing with you, but I'm not really fond of just throwing numbers at people without making sure they understand exactly what we're trying to do for their business. Did you have any questions about the listing or how it works?
I don't know. I was promised so much by other companies that I don't know anymore. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I don't know if this is a Google thing or... So she was saying that when the Google comes up under search, I would show up, I guess, right?
Yeah, yeah. So if they look up any of your services, you'll see a map, right? Like if you typed in bathroom model, there's a map that shows up in the middle, and then it'll give you three top recommended options for bathroom remodeling in this area. It'll be about 30 miles around you.
Perfect.
Yeah, it's called a Google Places placement. So there's different types of placement on Google. I want to be very clear about that. So you'd be one of the guys next to the map, not the guys at the top. They say sponsored next to it. Those guys are doing Google advertising, but it's pay-per-click. So they have a lot heftier bill each month. And obviously they're not limited on 30 miles with those campaigns.
Mm-hmm.
So the only time I'd recommend that is if you were saying you wanted to go further, then we can kind of bundle the two of them together to cover the ground you're trying to cover. But if you're okay with 30 miles, we can make it pretty affordable for you.
Yeah, because I just want to be with my family. I don't want to travel all the time.
I hear you. I'm right there with you. You know, I got two little ones, and I try to get out of work as much as I can to enjoy them while they're small. Before they start.
Exactly. Same here. I got 7 and 4, so I know.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, I got 5 and 3.
Yep.
So, right there.
You know.
Yeah. Got to enjoy it before they start talking back, you know, puberty's coming.
Yeah, very true.
I see.
They do that now.
Yeah, sometimes my oldest, he gets a little testy.
Sure.
But nevertheless, the placement's extremely profitable. I don't know if you've looked into Google advertising in the past, but it has been the most profitable way to market and advertise for business owners over the last 17 years consecutively.
Okay.
Because you're being directly referred to people at the moment that they're looking for what you do.
Uh-huh.
So it's so much more effective than like business cards or mailers or flyers or radio. Because those all catch people, maybe they're not ready. People going on Google doing a search, they're usually ready to make a move. So everything we do is month to month. We don't ask you to sign any kind of long-term contract. Google will evaluate us based on if you come back each month. Obviously, a smart business owner is not going to keep paying us unless they're seeing good results. So they rely on that. As far as the cost, it really depends on which package you want to go with. We have a few different options.
Mm-hmm.
What I would recommend, you being a new business, would be the Platinum package. That one comes with the website as well. So that way you have your own .com built for My Elite Bass. You're in a pretty big visual industry where people want to see, you know, work that you've done in the past. That's a huge buying deciding factor for them. Not to mention we could put other things up there like license, insurance, things like that. Okay, let me see here real quick. So that package, it's advertised on our website at $499 month to month. I can reduce it down to just $299 month to month with the new in business credit that Tara requested for you. And then what I could do is grandfather in that pricing structure, which basically means we would lock it in for you. So that way you keep that rate for as long as you choose to remain on that first page of the Google search results. But you're not limited on the amount of leads, right? The customers can just call you directly. So If you get 100 leads off of it, the bill's the same. We're not charging you based on leads, clicks, or calls with this placement.
Mm-hmm. I got you. What is it without the website?
Oh, the website?
And I only ask that because we're getting rid of Town Square that's charging me $600 a month. That got us no Google presence that was promised. Mm-hmm. The website is shit. And Dylan, my IT guy, wants to build our website because he knows how to do that stuff and stuff like that. So how much is it monthly to just do the Google presence so when people search, they find us? How much is that?
Well, I'm not charging you for the site at all, Greg. So let me let me actually show you this. Do you get texting on this number that we're on here?
Yeah.
Okay. And I have been hearing a lot of interesting stories about Town Square because they've lost their Google partnership recently. So you're not the first guy I talked to this week that's telling me they're leaving Town Square.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, here's the other thing, you know, for helping you guys to advertise is, so I talked to a person and they're like, oh, well, I can't help you with that. And we're talking major things because that's not my department. I was like, okay, well, get me in touch with that department. Well, I can't do that. I don't have their number. I work in Florida. They work in Washington.
Whoa.
What? So everybody that works at Town Square is remote. So I had Florida, Washington, South Carolina was the guy that signed me up. None of them coordinate with each other. None of them can help me. None of them communicate with each other, and they don't have each other's phone numbers. So when Dylan was trying to fix the website and to do things, we couldn't do it. We can't get it accomplished because there's no way to communicate. So basically, I can't even get it in. I'm trying to cancel. I can't cancel right now. So they're still billing me $600 a month, even though I'm trying to get out.
Okay, let me see if I can find that. Yeah. Hold on. Town Square.
Pain in the ass.
Cancellation. Okay, these are out of North Carolina. Okay.
So his name was Joe, who signed me on. I signed up with him. I called him. I left him an email saying, hey, I need help. Hey, I need this fixed. You need to call me today. He never called me back. You know, and it's like, oh, dude, that just infuriates me.
Yeah, all those things online that I just looked up for Town Square cancellation, it says that you cancel by email.
Okay. So and what's that email?
Here, let me send you the link. I sent you our reviews. So that way you know you're, like, we have a 21-year track record in there, and I sent the pricing page over as well. Let me send over the stuff I found here on Town Square. What I was trying to show you from the pricing, you were saying, hey, how much is it without the website? You know, our platinum package is $599, actually. That's what it says on there, and there's usually a $299 setup. So the initial investment is normally $898, and then you have that $600 a month bill. What I did is I reduced the rate down to just $299, which is like our essential package pricing structure where you're not paying for the website or anything, but we're still providing you all of those services. And then I also waived the setup fee for you as well. So that's kind of like an introductory pricing. That way we can get to know each other instead of like, hey, spend $898 and then $600 every month and, you know what I mean?
You're right.
Sign a 6-month contract. That's not what we want. You know, we want somebody we could work with long term. And if you want to upgrade to like Google Ads or Google Guarantees program later, then you could definitely do that. But that would be at your own will, not because it's required.
Sure. Yeah. I got you.
Town Square did recently lose their premier partner status, though, with Google. And I don't know if it's because of some of the reasons that you're listing, because they went fully remote. But our company, we're right across the street from Google. Like, I have to go there 3 times a week myself. So, you know, you can see that obviously there in the reviews and everything. So we're calling you out of Southern California. And we've been a premier partner since 2016, even though we started in 2004. So originally, Town Square you know, I know what they were doing. They were an SEO company, and that's what we used to do too way back in the day. But if you don't have that Google partnership, then, you know, the customers aren't going to end up on the first page of Google just because
you can't find them.
Yeah.
You know, like, exactly. Dude, they promised me to be one of the first ones, top three, and you can't find me. And that's, dude, that's just deceitful and garbage, you know?
Yeah. Well, I think that has a lot to do with it. You know, Google in 2016, when we became a Google partner, it was like against our will. Like, it wasn't like we were lobbying for it. We were doing fine as an SEO company and our clients were doing well. But Google was just kind of like, look, if you're going to offer our product to anybody, you're going to do it our way or you're going to have to deal with the courts. You know, it's like, you jump into this partner program. So, you know, they dictate, you know, what we can say, what we can't say, how the product, you know, they monitor all of our calls. They oversee all of the accounts and they're obviously collecting money on every individual account. Right. So that's really the difference maker. Once a company loses that Google partnership, all their customers, I mean, their customers are going to have zero chance of being found online.
Right.
Absolutely zero. There's just no way to go around it. If they're not getting their piece of the pie, then that company is either, I mean, their customers are not going to see results, and then obviously their customers are going to fall off, and then, you know, Google will come after them to do the finishing punch. So, you know, they lose reoccurring revenue, plus you got a big lawsuit with the big fish. So, I can't really speak for them, though. You know, Google tells us, actually, that we're not supposed to bash another company.
That's fine. I can do it, though. I'm allowed.
Yeah, you're definitely allowed. I'm just kind of walking a tight rope here already with the conversation.
Yeah.
So. I don't want to make it about.
No, don't worry. Don't want to get you in trouble. I get it.
Yeah, no worries. Yeah, we're okay. We're okay. I didn't say anything like completely demeaning. Just they're not a Google partner, right?
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
So that's totally fine. But our company, like I said, we have an extensive track record of doing this. We only call out when the positions are open, and then Google has to put you as the business owner on our call list for us to be able to reach out. So we can't even just offer first page placement to any business. It has to be somebody that they predetermined would be eligible to solicit the space on the first page. And then once we fill the spot, we close out the category. We can't work with more than the allotted positions. So only display three businesses at a time on the first page. Right now you got two recommendations for your business category. So once we fill that, we can't work with any other competing companies unless one of those other guys discontinues or relocates to another area.
Yeah, I got you.
But I was trying to send over this last text message here, and it just keeps spinning. Did you get all three? Did you get the one on how to discontinue that service? Just trying to help
you there. No, you're good. I'm trying to get out of this one thing here, and I can't.
Okay, no worries. But as far as the website, if you want that other guy to build the website too, you can do that, absolutely. All we do with the website is we hyperlink it to your listings, so that way the customers will be able to see it when they find you online.
Yeah. What a joke. Even the town square thing is just nothing but a scam. It's like, I don't know. It's just a scam. And then I talked to my bank, and she says, careful canceling it, because if you cancel it, we have to shut down your account. We have to cancel everything that's attached to your account because it lists it as fraud, and you have to change account numbers, and you got to start everything over with everybody. And I'm like, son of a bitch.
Oh, yeah. Usually it's not the account. It's usually the card, though. And that is, like, when it comes down to worst-case scenario, I've run into some of my clients who've had that problem with other platforms, too, not just Townsquare, but, like, HomeAdvisor, Angie's. And I tell them, you know, that's a $5 solution. You do have to go back into – because they usually charge you, like, $5 for a new card. But you do have to go back into, like, all of your apps and everything that you had on, like, auto bill through that card, and you have to update the information there. But it does kick them out of it and kind of block them from having access. especially if it's one of those situations where they're telling you you can't cancel, or like you're saying now, you've made multiple efforts. They're not even responding to you. They keep charging you. You know, that's one way to kind of hit the reset button and revisit on what you really want to have reoccurring each month and what you don't. I know it's unfortunate. It is kind of tedious to go through the apps and kind of redo all of that. But, I mean, you're a capable man. You got a couple of kids. I'm sure it'll probably take you maybe 30 minutes, an hour to get the important stuff knocked out, and you'll be fine.
I'll figure it out. It's just a pain in my ass. What are you guys doing tomorrow at 9:30 a.m.?
Tomorrow at 9:30 a.m., I will still be here. I'm not going to be working overnight. I'm just saying we work 7 to 4 Pacific Standard, actually. So it'd be 6:30 here, actually, Pacific Standard Time. So I'd just be getting in at that time. But, you know, we're typically here until about 7
why don't you call, Dylan's going to be here with me. Why don't you call us at 10 a.m., which is, what, 7 a.m. for you?
Yeah. That'd be first thing in the morning.
Yeah, and that way you can explain to him everything so he doesn't think I'm signing up for another bogus thing and getting ripped off.
Yeah.
He can ask you the questions that I can't, and we'll go from there, Let me give
Dylan's
you my personal
partner.
Cell number, too. Yeah, Dylan's my business partner. Take down my cell number, too. You ready?
Okay. Yeah, I'm ready for you.
Okay, 330-617-92-36.
36, okay. And I'll call you on this line?
Yeah, this line, and if I can't pick up on this one, call my cell. I'll be with him, and we'll talk, okay?
Okay, sounds good. I will talk to you then. Is there any other information that you want me to send over in the meantime? That way you guys have it?
Just anything as far as a basic thing of what you can do and the what's included with the email, not email, but the website. And
I'll send some website examples. I think that's the only.
Yeah.
Oh,
if you can be part of it, make changes and do things with it and work with it. That's his big thing. He hasn't
100%.
Been able to do anything with Townsquare. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. No, I understand that. I mean, we have an app and a tracking system that he'll have access to, and he'll be able to go in there and make modifications himself. And then also we have 24/7 customer service with a graphic design team on site. So any changes, if he needs help, he could just tell them what they want and they could go in there and fix it for him. So got two ways to
go about it. Good deal.
I'll send some examples over as well.
All right. Thank you.
Have a great night. You're very welcome. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
You guys too. And what was your first name again?
It's Jonathan. I go by John usually.
Okay. You got it. Thanks, John.
All right, Greg. You're welcome. Have a great night.
Yep.
Bye.
You too, buddy. Bye-bye.